Welcome to this edition of the GFSI podcast series, as we continue to speak about all things food safety. This episode is hosted by Anne Girardi, GFSI Senior Project Manager. Anne, over to you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the GFSI podcast series, where we welcome food safety experts from all over the world. Today, I am very excited, as Anne Girardi, to host this podcast with Himanshu Gupta, which is a regulatory and scientific affairs manager at Nestle, speaking today as the co-chair of the GFSI Codex Working Group, Fran Freeman, who is our regulatory affairs consultant supporting the GFSI Codex Working Group and GFSI on its public-private partnership activities, and Steve Wern, the chair of Codex. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I think we're going to start right away to get to know in more depth what GFSI is doing today, what has been doing for the past 6 months, and what is going to do in the next 6 months on Codex and how GFSI and Codex are working together. Himanshu, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Anne. Thanks a lot.
So, as the co-chair of the GFSI Codex Working Group, can you first tell us what is the GFSI Codex Working Group about? What is the purpose and the mandate of this working group and when it was created?
Yeah, sure. And thank you very much. I think just to explain about the GFSI Codex Working Group, the objective of the GFSI Codex Working Group is to advise the board on Codex, IGOs, and international standard setting bodies. As a part of our responsibilities and job, what we do is we select the Codex topics which are most impactful to the food industry using the accredited third-party certification. For an advocacy work, these topics have been selected, which are relevant in the different Codex committees, and directly impact GFSI as a benchmarking organization. Mm-hmm. And at the same point of time, could be reflected in the benchmarking requirements based upon the scientific principles and rationales. So this is basically as an objective of this Codex Working Group, Anne.
Thank you very much, Himanshu. So you and your colleagues, you are a small dozen of members of the GFSI Codex Working Group with other GFSI members from the industry. I've been quite busy, I think, for the past year, and especially for the past 6 months, as Codex has been quite busy in launching new working groups. So can you please give us an update on what is the priority work for GFSI and what are those big milestone you've met in the past 6 months, please?
Yeah, and surely it has been quite a busy period for all of us, for all my colleagues at the GFSI Codex Working Group, where we have the guidance being developed and considered on several high-profile and topical issues across the multiple Codex committees. As always, and as I have told earlier, we are keeping an eye out for this guidance because might or they may play a role into the GFSI's benchmarking requirements. For example, in the recent months, we have submitted the comments on the latest draft on the prevention and control of food fraud in CCFEX. The Codex Food Labeling Committee, which is CCFL, is currently working on e-commerce and also allergen labeling, where we are reviewing and providing our feedbacks. The Codex Committee on Food Hygiene has been developing a guidance on the safe use and reuse of our water in food production. At the same point of time, CCFEX has also kicked off some interesting work on the use of remote auditing and verification in the regulatory framework. This has largely been driven off the back of the COVID and its impact. This one is of a particular interest to the GFSI members. And also in CCFEX, they have started a work on traceability and product tracing. So mm-hmm. You can see there are quite a lot of works which are going on and which we are monitoring within the GFSI Codex Working Group and trying our best to provide an inputs on these agendas.
Yes. And so I think the topic on the remote activities is what we call at GFSI, the use of information and communication technologies. Yes. Thank you, Himanshu. So can you tell us, why do you like being the co-chair of the GFSI Codex Working Group? What is of interest to you and why you have been sharing this group since several years now?
Yeah, this is really a great experience. So firstly, there are many highly relevant agendas which the Codex member countries are working at any one point of time. Equally, the GFSI benchmarking requirements have to be current and up to date. As an observer to Codex, GFSI on behalf of Consumer Goods Forum can provide their feedback in real time as the guidance and standards are being developed. We, as a GFSI Codex working group, we frequently develop and provide our written comments on the items which are being considered across numerous Codex committees and the agendas as I have highlighted in the earlier question also. In addition, we have an opportunity to be strategic on how we input in the work of our Codex. I will use a current example to demonstrate my point. Earlier this year, CCFX circulated a paper asking of views from the members and observers on what are the emerging issues they think should be considered by this committee. Our working group took the opportunity to not only provide written comments regarding responding to the ideas that have been put forward by others, but also took an opportunity to think where we think guidance may need to be developed in the future. Also, at the same point of time, discussions like today with Codex Chair Steve Vaughan are really important. We need to understand the thinking of a senior Codex leadership, work with him, the vice chairs, and the Codex Secretariat, and be very positive and constructive in our feedback to the Codex committees. Another example here, which is earlier this year, CC Exec, the Codex Executive Committee, asked members and observers their views on how and what guidance might be developed on the new food sources and production systems. This includes a broad range of topics like food safety, quality, labeling, nutrition, fair trade practices related to new food sources, and production systems such as cultivated meat, seafood and dairy, fermented derived ingredients, plant-based proteins, 3D printed foods, and all. In our submission, GFSI expressed strong support for Codex to take up this initiative, given that a lack of international guidance will impact harmonization and may pose a significant regulatory challenge. Given the cross-cutting nature of the issues of these diverse categories, GFSI emphasized that it didn't believe that it would be possible, realistic, or efficient for a Codex to address the list of issues and categories raised in this by through the vertical or the commodity committees. In fact, GFSI believes that there is a strong case to tackle this work horizontally. GFSI has also proposed that Codex should look into to establish the overarching guidance on new ingredients from a food safety perspective. Further, for new topics such as plant-based, cell-based, precision fermentation, or all, GFSI believes there is a need to develop general guidance in terms of definition, scope, general requirements, and labelings to ensure harmonization and avoid fragmentation at the national level. There is also another emerging topic which is being considered at CCFL, and that is sustainability labeling. How and where such a cross-cutting and important topics can be considered is tricky. Codex deals with the food safety, and from a consumer perspective, this topic has a strands which gets into many areas. In first instance, CCFL is just collecting information and will put forward our views. This is very complex and tricky issues. We must work together to find an options and solutions to tackle these agendas in an international forum like Codex. Mm-hmm. Also, as important as what Codex works on, how it works on is also an important topic. This is too easier said than done. There is a clear Codex committee structure within Codex, but we have seen where task forces can also work well. And one of the recent examples is the Ad Hoc Task Force on Antimicrobial Resistance. We fully appreciate that these task forces can be challenging to fund and organize, but they certainly provide an alternate way to develop guidance on cross-cutting issues. From GFSI perspective, we pride ourselves on being strategic, productive, and constructive, and always look to see where we can contribute effectively.
Thank you very much, Himanshu. So now we'll go to Fran. Fran, you joined the GFSI family almost a year ago now. You were working previously for the Australian government at the Ministry of Agriculture on food safety and trade, and you were also, as part of the Australian government, the chair of one of the committee of CRUDEX called CCFIX. So thank you very much. You have been now supporting the GFSI CRUDEX working group since almost a year. Can you tell us what do you like in working with the with this committee, or what is of interest working with this
committee? Thank you, Anne, and thank you, everyone. I've really enjoyed looking at it from the other perspective, particularly from the FBO, from GFSI members, their perspective on why this matters, and being at the coalface of delivering safe food, it's been really good to actually look at how to apply. Why does CRUDEX matter? And I think CRUDEX really matters to GFSI members, and to me, it's a really strong motivation to continue the work of CRUDEX from a slightly different perspective. So I've really enjoyed it. One thing I would say, and people might have picked up from what Himanshu has said, is there's a lot going on, and the committee is busy and often busy, and we're actually trying to see if there might be some other people in the GFSI family who might be interested in joining.
All right. So that was going to be my next question, actually.
Oh.
Right. We want to recruit new members of the GFSI CRUDEX committee to support the work of the existing member of the GFSI CRUDEX committee. And actually, what do we do for that, Fran? Tell us.
Okay. Well, if you're listening and you are from a food retailer, manufacturer, food service company, or a producer, that you've got some experience in regulatory affairs at either a global or a regional level, some working knowledge of what CRUDEX does and why it matters, and importantly, support from your organisation, and you've got a bit of time. So it's not a huge amount of time, but it is that important that you do participate. If you're going to come on board, that you need to be an active member. So the rough, I think Himanshu's estimate was roughly 5 to 7 hours a month on average. You also need to be able to physically attend the working group meeting that we have in the margin of the GFSI conference. We'd like to hear from you. So what you need to do is, if you can, get in touch with Anne for the listeners, and the committee will review applications. And we look forward to hearing from people, because I think there's a lot on, there's plenty to do. And I think there's always lots of interesting things to do. And I can't see that changing anytime soon. Thanks, Anne.
All right. Thank you very much, Fran. So in the news of the podcast, you will have my email address where you can send applications with a cover letter and a CV, and the GFSI CRUDEX committee will review applications to have new members. That exciting time for the committee. Thank you, Fran. Thank you, Himanshu. Now I'm going to leave the floor to the chair of CRUDEX, last but not least, Steve Warren. Steve, welcome. Thank you very much for joining us.
We want to hear from you about everything that is going on at CRUDEX and that has been going on at CRUDEX under your leadership since several months now as chair. And you were vice chair before, so you have a continuity in your role for CRUDEX, which is great. So first, Steve, can you tell us what is the role of the CRUDEX chairman? What are your responsibilities and objectives around that big role? And when did you start?
Yeah. Well, I took up post in December of last year, December of 2021, mm-hmm. at the same time as the three new vice chairs, who are Diego Varela of Chile, mm-hmm. Alan Azigeli of Kenya, and Raj Rajaseka of New Zealand. And so we took it up in December because that's when the business of the last commission meeting, CAC 44, which was presided over by my predecessor, Guillermo da Costa, that's when all of that business was concluded.
Mm-hmm. So the CAC is what, the General Assembly of CRUDEX? Can we call it that way?
Yeah, you can call it a plenary or General Assembly. It's the senior decision-making body, so it's where all of our standards and related texts are finally adopted mm-hmm. by via our member countries, 188 member countries and one member organisation, the EU, with the full participation of our observers, which include CGF / GFSI. Yeah. And that's, if you like, the main focus of the work of chair is to preside over the meetings of the commission and of its executive committee. But I also checked our procedural manual, which says that the other function of the chairperson is to exercise such other function as may be required to facilitate the work of the commission. And that's really broad, or can be
it
really
broad,
if a chair has the time and inclination. And the vice chairs and I have took that to mean, in particular, reaching out to the membership and to observers, engaging with them, understanding the issues, also doing advocacy work on behalf of Codex to build awareness and understanding of our work, and making and reinforcing the links we have with bodies such as GFSI, but also intergovernmental organisations like UNIDO or STDF, who are engaged in the implementation of Codex standards. So this sense that the work of Codex doesn't end just when a standard or text is agreed, but goes on through implementation, so it's actually used and has impact. So that's sort of like the scope of the work as myself and the three vice chairs have conceived of it.
All right, thank you. And so tell us, what are the big topics and maybe even the big, well, not challenges, but things you want to take on as a chair and that you're quite excited about as well?
Well, I'm always excited about re-establishing links and building linkages and relationships with our members and observers. So I was really pleased, for example, to attend the GFSI conference back in spring in Barcelona, one of a number of conferences and meetings I have engaged in with our observers, also joining some of our chairs when they host committees, even virtually. So our food hygiene committee and contaminants committees, I joined the chairs and the host secretariats when they were running those virtually, just to understand the continuing challenges there are of operating now in a completely virtual environment, as Codex has been doing for over 2 years. But there are also some big dossiers, so work that the last commission mandated the chair and vice chairs and our executive to do around thinking about the future of Codex, around some procedural work, around our statements of principle, and around considering how Codex might best address issues related to new food sources and production systems. So it's been a busy summer.
It seems to be. GFSI is always happy to support and engage dialogue with Codex on those very forward-thinking topics that we think as the industry needs to be addressed via Codex, and Codex is the best platform to do that between the public and the private sector. So we'll be very excited to start working on those when Codex decides to do that.
Can you
tell us what are the busy months coming ahead for Codex? What are the big projects and dossiers that are coming, the big committees, meetings that we're all looking forward to until maybe the end of the year or even next year? What are you looking at as a chair?
Sure. I mean, we have a full program of committee meetings for the remainder of 2022 and to the end of 2023. And we try to plan around 18 months in advance. So after summer
which
break,
which is very welcome by the observers, by the way. Thank you
we
for
try
that.
Our best.
that visibility of 18 months forward.
We try our best. So after summer break, for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, we return towards the end of September with the Committee on Spices and Culinary Herbs. Throughout the autumn and into the start of New Year, we have the regional coordinating committees continuing. The next one is Africa at the beginning of September, then Latin America shortly after that. thinking about some of the big committees after our commission meeting in November, the very next week, because Codex never sleeps, the very next week we have the Food Hygiene Committee meeting. That's important because we hope to not only set a new future programme of work, but to complete work, fingers crossed, on two of the big important pieces of work in that committee on safe use and reuse of water in food processing and production.
Which GFSI is involved in, by the way, yes.
Absolutely. And on STEC, so sugar toxin producing Escherichia coli and risks in certain products. But then the work continues through all of 2023, and many of the committees that now haven't met for well over 18 months will be meeting again. So CCFIX, Food Import Export Certification Committee, with its work on, for example, remote and virtual audit and verification, which I know is close to the hearts of many GFSI members, will be meeting again next year, as will our General Principles Committee. So a full programme leading up to the next Commission meeting in November 2023.
All right. Yeah, it's an understatement to say that the GFSI plane tickets are almost already booked for CCFIX already. We're so excited to see everyone again in person. So.
It will be really good to start returning, as we will do at the Commission meeting this year, November 2022, to physical meetings, but still offering people the opportunity to participate virtually, because we recognise that virtual working has made Codex more inclusive, and we have to retain that element of our work. Also looking into next year, some work we're kicking off in the Executive Committee on looking at a blueprint for the future of Codex. So thinking about the challenges of returning to an element of physical meeting, looking at making the Codex machine for the elaboration of standards more efficient and effective, getting the most out of our working groups, for example. And also, of course, not to forget, 2023 marks the 60th anniversary of Codex Alimentarius Commission, or at least of our first meeting in 1963.
What a birthday.
It is.
What a year.
There'll be a whole series of events kicking off, hopefully, with the Regional Coordinating Committee for North America and the Southwest Pacific in Fiji at the end of January. So please do keep an eye out for those events and the opportunities to get involved in us as we celebrate the last 60 years of Codex and look forward to the next 60.
Thank you very much, Steve. Yes, so please stay tuned on my GFSI website. I think we'll be quite engaged to make sure that Codex has the best birthday ever and to involve our members and our stakeholders. So please just make sure you stay tuned on our website to prepare that with us for Codex, to support Codex on that. Well, thank you. That's quite some exciting time, Steve. And thank you for taking some time with us to explain what's on your mind and on your plate right now at Codex. Do you have any final remarks on something you want to say to our audience, to the business community?
Yes, I mean, when I've spoken to our observers, I've said that I've heard the message from some that sometimes our observers feel like naughty school children sitting at the back of the room in Codex meetings and only speaking when they're spoken to. But I want it to be a really enriching and a mutually supportive dialogue that we have between Codex members and observers. So what I've said to observers is the ways you can help us and we can work together is if you share with us the intelligence you have on what's not working quite the way it should in national food control systems or in international trade in food, so we can think about how Codex can help. Share your data with us and your technical knowledge and your expertise, because you're there on the ground in manufacturing plants, in production facilities, in the sites where food is grown and made and stored and transported. So we need that intelligence and expertise to help make sure that our standards are relevant and are relevant for all countries around the world. And just to join us in the implementation of standards, we have since 2020 a new strategic goal to deliver impact through recognition and use of Codex standards. And this is where GFSI members and others in our observer community can help us to get that message across. So thanks.
Thank you, Steve, because you have always been a great linkages between Codex and GFSI and Guilherme as well before, and your three vice chair as well. So thank you very much. And we look forward to the continued collaboration between Codex and GFSI. And thank you for your time today on our podcast, Paris.
I look forward to it too. Thanks very much, Anne.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the GFSI podcast series. If you would like to stay up to date with GFSI news and sign up to our mailing list, please visit our website at mygfsi.com.